Super PAC Be Change Now has spent over $62,000 on a direct mail campaign opposing Honolulu City Council member Carol Fukunaga. That according to the Hawaii Campaign Spending Commission report ending July 27th. Fukunaga says the smear tactics are malicious and misrepresent facts.
I think it's very disturbing and distressing that the employer of one of my opponents has resorted to these kinds of materials, which include up to 4 mailers that have been distributed to spread really very misleading and inaccurate information.
That opponent Fukunaga refers to is Tyler Dos Santos Tam, who is running against her for the Honolulu City Council District 6 seat. He says he's no longer affiliated with the organization funding Super PAC, Be Change Now, or its direct mail campaign, which would be illegal.
The Hawaii Construction Alliance, which I was the executive director of, so my successor came on board recently, and I've been out on the campaign trail full time. You know, from the time the very first mailer came out, we decried and denounced these attack mailers. There's no place for mudslinging in Hawaii politics.
But Honolulu City Council Chair Ernie Martin supports Fukunaga and spoke out against Be Change Now.
You know, Hawaii unfortunately already has a record of low voter turnout. And these type of smear tactics only serve an adverse purpose to keep people away from the polls.
Honolulu Council member Ann Kobayashi also supports Fukunaga, a former colleague in the state Senate.
We've never had this kind of campaigning before. I mean, there's been negative campaigning where you talk about a person's voting record, but this is dirty campaigning, and it lies in distortions. It's really uncalled for.
Fukunaga has spent $42,000 on her reelection campaign since January, Dos Santos Tam, $40,000. But both incumbent and challenger say the mailings are a distraction.
Be Change Now is the new face of what has been some of the dirtiest campaign tactics that we've ever seen in Honolulu. They really detract from what we are trying to do, which is provide more affordable housing for Honolulu residents.
It's really unfortunate that this sort of thing is happening. We absolutely do not condone it and have no part in it. We're focused on talking about issues like homelessness and affordable housing and our roads and crime in our neighborhoods, and these mailers distract from that.
The two top vote-getters in the City Council District 6 race will advance to the general election unless one of them receives 50% plus one vote to win outright. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.